Now, while they're still giving these 10-minute incorporation guides away for free, and while there's still no waiting list, call 1-800-400-1019. That's 1-800-400-1019.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Our latest addition to Appliance Discounters is our factory certified service department. Now you can get reliable service at a reasonable price. Whether you need service on your grandma's hand-me-down or an under warranty appliance, Appliance Discounters is the one to call. Oh, and guess what? We even give you an in-store credit for half off of your initial service call should you decide to replace your broken appliance rather than repair it. Appliance Discounters is the only local appliance company to offer service to their customers. Visit one of our six locations or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hi, this is Selena from St. Charles Office Furniture. We're having a huge sale. Shop at either of our two warehouses in Wright City or St. Charles for beautiful, name-brand, pre-owned office furniture at low, low prices. Call 636-947-3172 for more information. Friendly service and total satisfaction is what you'll get when you choose St. Charles Office Furniture. 636-947-3172 or online at stcharlesofficefurniture.com.
If you have problems with your roof, call a contractor who has been providing quality and award-winning craftsmanship for more than a century. Taylor Roofing. Taylor Roofing is not the best because they're the oldest. They're the oldest because they are the best. Founded in 1905, Taylor Roofing is one of the St. Louis Business Journal's top woman-owned companies, serving Missouri and Illinois. Call 618-233-2424 or visit them at taylorroof.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-400-5241.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-400-5241. That's 1-800-400-5241.
Do you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your bulky in-home device everywhere you travel? Then you need to know about Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It lets you sleep in total comfort anywhere you go. And right now, you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-500-5711. Transcend from MiniCPAP.com is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can sleep comfortably even while flying. Transcend is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini CPAP design ever, offering all the performance of a bulky standard in-home device. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-500-5711. Again, that's 1-800-500-5711.
Martin Kilquin here, and we're taking the show to the lake. We invite you to listen to the latest issues in education, 10 a.m. Thursday, March 31st, broadcasting live at the Missouri Association of School Administrators Conference from the Lodge of Four Seasons. superintendents, and education leaders discussing programs, action items from the School Safety Symposium, the role of technology, and learning in the 21st century. Issues in Education is hosted by Itner Architects, the architects of education. So join me from the Missouri Association of School Administrators Conference, 10 a.m., Thursday, March 31st.
Look at that peon, moved into a separate studio seamlessly, like he works in there every day. You see, folks, we have an issue. We have a computer issue. So there are two main studios here, except for one guy who works here has his own studio on a TV station, a substation.
Right, well.
And so because the computer's down, now we're all screwed up. Normally, you would hear Jose's dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. But not yet, because we're trying to get things up and running in another room. So it's sort of just me and Peon, while Dan and Jose work on this problem. And I thought I would just ask Peon, did you have a contribution for the Burke segment?
I did. I had a
couple
things.
Well, now would be a good time to do that.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I know I sent you a story today about an Easter egg hunt, and that's also along with... We did an Easter egg hunt over the weekend as well, Saturday.
We, meaning
my wife and I and my child, Archie.
He's a little young, but...
Yes, and we did one the week before, but it was nice because it was at my grandmother's retirement home. So it was very small, confined. It was indoors. Yeah. So this one, Saturday, was outdoors. There were hundreds of parents and kids.
Oh,
I mean, I guess the good thing is they broke it down into age groups.
Yeah, you don't want Archie fighting a 12-year-old for an egg.
Yeah.
Not fair.
And so they had like 0 to 2, but it was still too many people. I don't think they had a cap or limit on, there was no registration. It's just like, it was a free-for-all, show up and... And so I was already, I hate groups like that anyway, so I was already starting to sweat before the thing even started, just seeing, because there was, you know, those cheap plastic ribbons you can use to, like, fence off either when you grow grass seed or something. It's that real mylar, but it's that real cheap. So that's what they had roped off for the areas. And every adult... found every open space along that little line and was standing right there waiting for the and so when the thing started, of course, in that age group, you can't just let the kids go by themselves. They're too young. She just had this massive, sometimes 2 to 3 adults per little kid in this, you know, area. I was probably, I don't know, 30 feet by 70 feet maybe.
No.
So it was just, I told Angela, I go, you just take them out. I can't deal with that massive mob of people. So she essentially just set them down, and he grabbed two eggs that were in his foot diameter circle, and that was it.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fine. That's enough. He really doesn't care anyway.
Were they real eggs or plastic eggs?
They were plastic eggs with just, I don't know if they had a prize in certain ones, but most of them just had candy in it. But like that, the story that I sent you today, I don't know, I can't remember, it was in Connecticut, I think, and it led to parents fighting with each other and grabbing eggs out of kids' baskets, and something almost happened like that at this one. It was towards the thing, and the end was, it was almost the end of it, all the eggs were found, and this one group of parents had one kid under two. And this mother had a kid under two, and then an older kid, an 8-9-year-old. And I guess the 8 or 9-year-old just scooped up like 5 or 6 eggs and put it in this other kid's basket. And this other mom saw her, of course, and started, you know, and boy, you want to have a fight between two mothers, have one question their parenting skills of the other one.
Oh, that's my goodness.
Not a good thing to ever do. So luckily it didn't escalate, but I can see how this story in Connecticut, where it was a bunch of parents just, it's almost like a sporting event.
I have never, ever been that parent that, by golly, my kid's going to get more eggs than anybody.
No.
I just want to get out of there and go home.
I know. And I was thankful that it was just, have Archie grab his two eggs, and that was it.
What's funny with a kid Archie's age, though, is the egg can I'm not exaggerating, be 2 feet in front of him, and he can't see.
Well, he's, yeah, and he's not even really, he doesn't get it that that's no. the goal. He's supposed to right. go around and pick those up. He's just picking up sticks or
right.
grabbing the grass. So so that was it.
And
it was
real eggs, they get smashed, and then if you miss a couple, about 2 days later, out in the yard, whew, rotten egg smell. And if you ever gone to peel a colored egg and eat it, it looks disgusting because it has soaked in the dye and the white.
Sometimes the yolk is green.
Yeah,
or whatever that.
And the white's purple. It looks unedible.
Yes. So. So that was it.
It's a stupid thing, anyway. The whole Easter egg thing. Really
I know. And yeah,
did you do the basket with that plastic grass in it and all that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, he had a couple of those, and but who's the company?
You know what I'm talking about? That little finely shredded.
Oh, sure.
Who's the company that makes that grass? And are they closed for like 50 weeks a year?
I guess so.
What else do they do when it's not Easter?
Maybe it's the same company that makes the silver tinsel for for Christmas.
I think
trees.
They have to do something else.
But that was it. We can get an update from Jose, find out what the
Now let's turn for an update on our technical difficulties and see where we are. Is Jose able to give us a report?
Yes.
I believe so. Dan is currently stationed in his original area and should be able to type to you.
Okay.
And put on the screen names of people who are calling, at least for this segment.
That would be great. Now, Jose, do you mind if we let him finish his Burke segment?
Not at all.
Go over and give you more time. Let's check in now.
I don't know. Dan will not be joining us for Burke segment.
Oh, he won't.
We cannot talk to Dan.
We can't talk to Dan.
Oh, my.
Oh, wait.
Oh, wait. Here he is. Hey,
no. My Burke segment essentially is just about finished.
The MRI.
Because what happened was I started freaking out, and I had to tell myself, don't freak out.
That just makes it worse.
Freak out.
And because you're thinking about it and saying don't freak out, it makes you freak out more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I kept trying to put myself in a different place and say, don't freak out, because then I started thinking about that box over my head. I had my eyes closed the entire time, and then the guy came on and says, all right, you doing okay? And I'm like, yeah. And then
I never had the box, but for this thing Thursday, they taped my head to the operating table.
Oh, no, I couldn't stand that.
You couldn't move your head.
Because you need it that stable.
Yeah.
You don't want to be flipping your head around.
Well, I guess not when they're sticking. Yeah.
Yeah. That felt weird,
too. I couldn't stand that.
So that was it?
But that was it. He said, you have about 10 minutes left, and I was like counting down. I had my eyes closed completely.
When you're getting an MRI and they go, well, you've got about 10 minutes left, does that mean to live?
Yeah. No, in the MRI.
Oh, okay.
So that was it. They pulled me out, and the one thing about it is, the people that do those things, if this guy was just great and he made you feel at ease and everything. So it's a big difference going in there when you have somebody that really makes you kind of feel comfortable.
Well, and I think they have to be that way.
Yeah.
It's special training to do that.
Yeah.
So did you get the results? You're going to live?
I haven't received the results yet.
And this is for your fainting episode. Did you talk about this on the air at all?
No, I didn't. No,
you had a
not
little
yet.
My spell of dizziness, and
actually,
they said had a little stroke or something.
Well, I haven't said anything to my daughter.
Oh well, I just did.
Alyssa, about it.
Your dad had a fainting spell. So,
Alyssa's she's back at school right now, so I haven't said anything to her.
He's fine.
Yeah,
edit that out. She won't.
All right.
Are we ready for Jose's music?
I think so, yes.
Let's get it. Let's get it now. All right, better late than never. It is time to talk a little tech talk. The man's name is Jose Hernandez. He knows a lot of stuff about gadgets and electronics and like TVs and phones and pads, iPads and laptops and computers and, you know, like smartwatches, that kind of thing. And he is more than happy to answer your questions if you're perplexed, confused, undecided, shopping, buyer's remorse, can't figure out how this thing does, fill in the blank. That's what he's here for. So here's how this works. He has a monologue. He'll share something that has to do with the latest and greatest in technology. When he's finished, it's your turn. You can ask him anything you want. He'll be happy to help you. 314-969-KPRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS, or from any cell phone, *KTRS. And Jose is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America, and the original $189 window. And now, better late than never, and we thank him for waiting, Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose. In the world of electronics, there's always something on the fritz, as they say. And I don't see anything on the screen that indicates that that part is fixed. Yes, ooh, magically, I just saw Dan typed. It says, ************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************
It is up and running.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I do not have anything to contribute. Do you, Peon? Do you, Dan? No.
No.
Apparently not. Jose, it's all yours.
Thank you. Frank, did you hear about Tay, T-A-Y, last week?
I did not.
She was a Microsoft artificial intelligence computer program designed to imitate a 19-year-old American girl.
Okay.
She was given her own Twitter account.
So this is not a real person.
No, it was designed to be smarter over time and pick up on the personalities of the people it was chatting with through social media.
Okay.
In less than 24 hours, the internet turned the Microsoft artificial intelligence chatbot into a raging racist. She would respond to topics like Hitler, 9/11, Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, African Americans, Mexicans, and so on. The Twitter account had 55,000 followers. Apparently, the mean portion of the internet, I know that's hard to believe it's out there, took to basically just trashing the intelligence. First of all, you would have thought Microsoft would have been smart enough to know that might happen. Second of all, if nothing else, the experiment should demonstrate to parents why you shouldn't let your kids online without proper supervision.
But you and I both know that's never going to happen universally across the board.
No.
There are too many parents who have no idea what their kid's doing on the computer.
No, but we need to keep saying it for those. Eventually, if one of them listens, we're doing a good job.
I agree, and it's like continuing to say, hey, kids, don't drink if you're not 18. And
right.
Don't smoke and blah, 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 in one ear and out the other. But, hey, it can't hurt to try.
No. So, healthcare giant last May, Johnson & Johnson, had introduced a robot intended to replace anesthesiologists.
Mm.
The device handled one of the most common yet risky hospital procedures, putting someone to sleep so they don't feel discomfort or pain, yet not so asleep that they didn't wake up.
Yeah, that's bad. That's called malfunction when they don't wake up.
Right. You no longer needed a trained anesthesiologist for sedation. The machine would do it between $150 and $200 per patient, compared to the $2,000 it takes for an anesthesiologist. Anesthesiology, one of healthcare's most best-paid specialties. As of today, Johnson & Johnson announced that they're pulling the plug and they're no longer going to sell it.
Well, that's a good thing.
Seems the anesthesiologists were up in arms that no one could do as good a job as they could.
And I'm glad you said that, because when people get out of high school and they go to study and they're pretty smart and they could go to medical school, I don't think anesthesiologist comes up as often as it should. Cardiologist, pediatrician, those people make great money. And I think have a lot easier schedule, a more controlled schedule, than, say, a cardiologist who gets called at 5 o'clock in the morning or 4, must have been a heart attack. Anesthesiology is a terrific thing to get into. And there's plenty of work for them.
Yep. Last but not least, vinyl album sales are on the up.
Unbelievable.
It's jumped 28.3% to 16.9 million this year over last year over the year before. And revenues are up 32.2% to $416.2 million. They haven't seen this kind of movement in vinyl albums since 1998.
And what's the demographic? Is it boomers?
It's millennials.
I cannot.
It's almost like a nostalgia thing.
Wow.
It's a nostalgia thing, and they've been.
It's a hipster thing.
Yeah, they've been downloading it for free for so long, and then they started buying compact discs. Well, they kind of like that cover art on the albums. and the liner notes.
You like the cover art all you want to. I like the fact that I don't hear skipping and popping, and I just don't get that. That would sort of like if you said to me, wow, look at the sales of black and white televisions
right.
among millennials.
Some, and they call them audiophiles, believe, though, that the
I know,
the more pure
warmth.
Form is the
warmth.
Analog form. Yeah, you can't get the digital.
Well,
the digital.
That may be, but wait till you get your first even tiny scratch on there.
Well, they sell $25,000 turntables now, though, and diamond.
Well, they've got a turntable that uses 5 lasers. It doesn't even touch the album.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's about $100,000. It sits and looks at the grooves from 5 different angles with lasers.
I never heard of that.
Digitizes wow. the analog vibrations from the grooves and plays your music digitally from an analog source.
And it's only $100,000.
Just $100.
They're going to sell like hotcakes. You want to take calls?
Please.
We have plenty. Todd, you're first. Say hi to Jose Hernandez.
Ma'am in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. He talks.
I got a question for Jose about my son wants to do this Bitcoin mining with his computer.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, is that safe? And how much bandwidth is that going to pull out of my internet connection? And is it even worth doing?
It is safe. Traditionally, it doesn't require a whole lot of bandwidth because it doesn't talk back to the internet until it's finished a calculation.
Okay.
Unfortunately, there are people with warehouses full of computers that are bit mining. So the likelihood of him getting a Bitcoin on his own is going to take a while.
Okay.
It tends to require a better graphics processor than a CPU, per se.
Okay.
Likely he's not going to get enough value back out of the Bitcoin to pay for the electricity. It's going to take him to run that hardware at 100% for as long as it takes to find one.
Okay. Just kind of experimenting around. He's 14 now, and he's, builds his own computers and 3D printers and all that, and I think it's just something he wants to kind of explore, but it's no harm, no foul, it's just...
No. But okay. I would have him check. There's probably 160-plus different cyber currencies beside Bitcoin.
Oh, okay.
So I might recommend looking for another one that isn't as well subscribed to as the Bitcoin farming is.
Oh, okay. So that's something he could look up on the internet and kind of do some research on.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, thanks so much, gang. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you for listening. And for any of you who are sitting there having no idea what Todd and Jose were talking about, you are not alone. I don't have any idea what that was about. But that's just another level. We're not there yet. Let's go to Bob. Bob, say hi to Jose.
Oh, hey, this is Bob.
That's why I say hi, Bob.
First of all, I'm AM and the PM, of course.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
And Jose, real quick, give me some education. I need to buy a TV that I'm going to place outdoors. And I know the standard commercial TVs can't take the temperature ranges outside. What should I be looking for? Where should I go? That kind of stuff.
How often are you going to watch it?
Probably quite a bit during the spring, summer, and fall. More during the evenings.
Is it outdoors in a covered, like a screened-in porch, or is it outdoors, like hanging off a pole near the fire pit?
It is outdoors, but it is in a covered. There's a roof over it. It's not doesn't get direct sunlight, that kind of thing.
Okay. Does it get direct rain?
No, it's dry.
Okay. I don't suspect you're going to be outside when it's frozen trying to watch it, or when it's 100 degrees trying to watch it. So.
No.
I would head to the interweb and do a search for best televisions outdoors. I don't know of any offhand that are better than any others for outdoor use, but I would suspect that each of the manufacturers has one. I know that bars put TVs outside or in questionable environments all the time, so somebody has to have one they manufacture specifically for commercial outdoor use.
But, Jose, is it not also possible that a lot of those TVs you see in screened-in areas at bars, those are just the same TVs? They just bring them in extreme weather.
Right.
I don't think, in most cases, that has to be a special TV.
It depends if he's going to leave it out, if Bob's going to leave it outside or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it'd be left outside, get 100 degrees outside and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so I'd look for one specifically designed for that.
Okay.
And when you find one, Bob, send me an email at techquestions@ktrs.com and let me know what you found.
Okay. Yeah, I was hoping you could narrow it down for me. I asked you a question you didn't have a good answer for.
I apologize.
That's all right. Thanks a lot.
Well, I guess he told you.
I feel told.
You know, I got to tell you something. I think most of these outside sports bars, I'm telling you, my kids have restaurants. They buy, they go look for a bargain at the Sam's or something.
Right.
And that's what they put even on the screen. But when it's 100 degrees, they're on a mount where they can pull them off. They bring them in. And in the winter, if it's 5, they come inside. That's
right.
It.
Right. And Bob's talking about leaving his outside all the time.
Yeah, I'm thinking he might rethink that, and because it's not that big a deal to just bring it in when it's extreme. Let's go to Eric. Eric, say hi to Jose.
Hello?
Eric, that's you. Say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose, how you doing?
Good, Eric. How are you?
Pretty good. AM in the PM. Hallelujah! So, recently, we bought my wife a iPhone 6S.
Yes.
And she's not getting any notifications for her voicemails. I just wonder if you had run across any issues with that. And I've been doing a little bit of reading on the internet, and there is some issues, but everything I've tried doesn't work. So.
Does she have the latest and greatest iOS, which is 9.3-something that just came out last week?
No, we haven't done that yet.
I would do that first.
Okay.
And if it continues to be an issue, I would head to the interweb.
I just downloaded it, Eric, and it's the first time I've downloaded a new software update where it didn't screw everything up. I don't know what difference it made, but it didn't hurt anything, and it might fix this.
Okay. Well, I'll give that a shot.
All right.
Thanks for the service. Appreciate it.
Carol is next. Carol, say hello to Jose. Carol?
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I was wondering about if Jose has any information on the Fitbit as far as we speak to. I have a Fitbit Charge HR now, and it's having issues, and I've had it for a year, and I've had several others. I like the Fitbit product. I didn't know if going to the Blaze would be an idea, or just I like the heart rate monitoring, or if you have a product that you think is better than the Fitbit. I exercise a lot. I'm like Frank's wife. I mean, I'm like Frank.
Yeah, that's me that exercises a lot. We're like twins.
Ms. Carol, I hate to inform you, I am not familiar with any of the Fitbit products. I have a white oval on the back of my pickup truck that says 0.0, if that helps you understand.
Hey, Carol,
how much was your beer run then, right?
That is correct.
How much was your Fitbit? How much did it cost?
$149.
Jose, these smartphones that do all that stuff, they're only, what, like $300, $400?
There are health apps available for all of the smartphone products.
Have you looked at those?
But then you have to carry your phone with you
right.
for every step you take.
That's a problem. I'm afraid you're talking to a couple of Cracker Barrel guys here about Fitbit. So
how long was the initial warranty on the Fitbit?
Well, that's the funny thing. It says it's a year, and almost a year to the day. And I was going to send them an email this week because we were out of town last week.
Right.
When the button that helps you, like synchronize your workouts and stuff fell apart.
Right.
But I mean, I like the device. I just didn't know if it was worth spending an extra $50 to go to the Blaze instead of maybe trying to get a discount on a new HR or getting them to send me a refurbished one or something.
I would see what they'll do for you when you contact them, because they may actually send you a refurbished or a discount on a new one. The HR, I've read some about it, is not a bad deal for another $50.
Well, I bet the HR is the $149 one. The Blaze is the one that's $200.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Blaze is not a bad upgrade.
Okay. I just thought if I'm going to get a new one, I may as well go and get the one that's, in my opinion, supposed to have better, bells and whistles, because they've worked on their product, but
correct.
I didn't know if you had heard any or knew anything about it. I know this is kind of a maybe not as important of a thing that other people might want to think about, but
no, I think a lot
was in my
mind. Surprised at how many people are into those things. And by the way, Carol, I like the way you sound. You deserve a better one. Get yourself the better one. Just get
I'm going to be 50 soon. So maybe
get it because you deserve it. You're my favorite age, by the way.
Carol, when you send them a note and they respond, if they respond back to you, could you send me an email and let me know how it goes?
Sure.
With their customer service, I'd be interested.
Last time I had an issue, they were great. Last time I had an issue, they were like, oh, send it back to us. We'll do this. We'll do that. So hopefully they're responsive. I just kind of wanted to know if I should spend the extra $50. But anyway, I appreciate it. Oh, I said it.
Yeah,
but anyway.
You did. That's all right. You're only a one-time offender. Carol, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
All right. And, yeah, that's the last product I'll probably buy because I don't want to know how many steps I took. Because to me, it'd be a thing reminding me how lazy I am.
Right, yeah.
That's all I would do.
You took 200 steps today.
Yeah. I know that already. I say we give it up for Jose Hernandez, everybody.
Yeah.
Have a good day, everybody.
If you need him, I will let him give you his email address. Take it away, Jose.
As always, techquestions@ktrs.com.
There you go. Brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window. Please tell Mr. Landoff not to be mad, but we'll cut him short today. He's not going to be happy, but hey, it's one of those days. First, traffic with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Okay, Frank, they've cleared the accident that was blocking everything down on Telegraph at 255, so all is clear there. Northbound 270, just before Highway 40, they've moved that accident off to the right shoulder. Now, the two right lanes are backed up to the Clayton Road overpass. You've got a crash on westbound Highway 44 just after Lindbergh before the Guyer Road overpass. That's blocking the right lane. We also have an incident here, it looks like, on eastbound Highway 40 just before 141. It's got lane blockage, and I can see you're backed up now between Chesterfield Parkway East and Timberlake Manor. This traffic report, it's brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, snacks, plus special deals for even more savings at stores or staples.com. Staples, make more happen. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
John Landoff Jr. is the CEO, president, chairman, and second-generation leader of the number one Chevy dealership in the United States of America. Would you please say hello to him now? John Landoff, everybody.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello, Frank.
Sorry we got to you late, hello. But we had a lot of
hello,
stories.
Dan, hello, Ian. That's okay. Hey, Frank, listen, I'll wait for you. It's okay.
He's in a good mood today.
Yeah.
You know, there's no reason for me not to wait for you. I've waited in the past, so, I mean, it's okay.
I guess your sons are too old to have gone Easter egg hunting yesterday.
Yes. Yes. They, I don't know, call them too old. They're still pretty young, but they've definitely had their share of great Easter egg hunts. You know, we used to video a lot. Of course, you know, pictures. Now, you know, with the ability for everyone to take pictures on their smartphones. We didn't have smartphones when our children were young. So we had an actual camera.
A big
one. The video. We had the Sony video. And we turned all those videos into CDs. And we've said a few times, we've tried years ago to watch those CDs, watch them when they were little. And as soon as you hear those little voices, I mean, I turned to mush, okay? It's like, okay, turn it off. Like, yeah.
No, it's so kind of depressing and sad. It is. It's fun, but it's kind of sad and depressing because it's
just
over.
Like, God, they're big. Let me tell you, though, they're, you know, if it's possible, those Landoff boys are more fun today. But when they were little, let's admit, I mean, they're just so angelic. And they're so much fun. And yeah, and some of the outfits, you know, you dress them up for Easter egg, for church. But, you know, we need to obviously remember the real reason of Easter. Just like, but it was great. How was your Easter?
My Easter was, it was nice. It was nice. We were with another couple of people and we went to a brunch and it was terrific. When I was, a little kid, the tradition in the South was every little boy wore a white sport coat Easter Sunday. And that was the Sunday you broke out the white sport coat and white buckskin shoes like Pat Boone wore. That's what I remember about being a kid at Easter, was a white coat. I don't know if they did that in this part of the country, but a lot of white coats.
I don't know, but you can't remember what... I don't remember what I used to wear when I was young for Easter, because that was a long time ago.
And women used to always wear it like they were going to the Kentucky Derby, big Easter hats.
Yeah, yeah.
Easter bonnet.
I just remember my mom singing. She used to sing in the choir.
Really?
When she was younger. And she just loved singing the hymns and her voice. God bless her. Her voice, you know, it was great when she was younger. But, you know, all of us, as we get a little older, you know, it gets a little, kind of cracks a little bit, kind of breaks up. And I was texting my sisters yesterday. I'm like, remember Mom just belting out in church the hymns? And I'm like, oh my God, she sounded, adorable.
And there are always those people in church who are the loud singers, because I guess they think they're good, you know. And they'll be the ones that for 3-4 pews up and back you can hear. When the roll is called up yonder. That person.
Yeah, they almost scare you when they first belt it out. If they're behind you, you're like, what?
If you're a kid, it's frightening. Yeah.
You're like, holy smokes. And then you can't laugh, you know. I mean, you're in church. You're supposed to be good. Of all places, you need to be good in church. So, yeah. But, no, we had an absolutely awesome Easter. Just one of the best.
I'll tell you what I can't stand, and I can't imagine anybody liking them. Those orange, you guys know what I'm talking about, marshmallow bunnies.
Oh, the Peeps.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the worst thing I have ever tasted. They're horrible. And jelly beans. I don't like the best. Get those Hershey's eggs. Those just milk chocolate eggs.
The Reese's eggs.
Okay, Reese's eggs. Yeah. I go with that.
Those Reese's eggs. Those Reese's anything. Reese's peanut butter. You know, you eat a few of those, and you get that head rush. You start to sweat.
No, I don't.
Those things are packed with some energy. I love them. I love candy. I just love candy. I got to fight that, control that urge. My favorites. We talked about this before. Snickers, Twix, I love them. Reese's peanut butter cups, and the miniature ones. Because when you're eating the little bitty ones, you're like, you know, I'm not eating that many, except you just ate five.
Yeah, it's exactly like when you go in the middle of the night and get that little bitty piece of pie, but you do it five times.
Yeah.
You figure it's not really a real piece of pie. Oh. We used to have a list of the 10 biggest selling candies, and Dan and Peon, I know that in the top five, I know M&M's.
Snickers is usually up
Snickers
there.
Snickers is up there.
M&M's Reese's Pieces.
And Reese's Pieces and peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
And somebody told me a long time ago that the number one cookie was a Fig Newton. I'm not buying that.
A Fig Newton?
Yeah, they're horrible.
Yeah.
They're horrible.
They're not horrible. They're good. But I would think, I don't know.
Oreo.
Lorna Doone.
Lorna Doone? What the heck is that?
What?
That's Lorna.
I haven't heard that name for 30 years.
No,
what is a Lorna Doone?
They're kind of
It's a shortbread cookie.
It's a shortbread, kind of a coconut type of cookie, isn't it, Jen?
No, yeah, I know. It's horrible. They're horrible. And a bad name. Lorna Doone.
Oh, they're delicious. My problem is, you know, the community's a great cook. Then she'll bake, I mean, the chocolate chip cookies with nuts in them, little pecans. And then you sit there, I'm just going to eat one in a cup of ice cold milk, right?
Well, I'm glad you said nuts, because to me, chocolate chip cookies must have pecans or walnuts.
No.
Oh, yeah.
What?
No,
you're like my wife. My wife, the one and only time she makes cookies at Christmas, she makes chocolate chip, two batches, one without nuts and one with. To me, without nuts, it's not a chocolate chip.
That's not chocolate chip cookie if it has nuts in it.
Yes, it is.
It's something else.
No,
a chocolate
it's better.
Chip cookie
is what
has
it is. It's better.
Chocolate chips only.
It's better.
No, you've got to have some nuts in there.
I agree.
It's delicious.
I agree, and I'm not just saying that because John spends a lot of money on this show.
No. I read something just the other day about how the chocolate chip cookie started, and it started with the woman who owned an inn, the Toll House Inn, and that's how Toll House cookies started. And she decided to bake a regular cookie and throw bits of chocolate in it, milk chocolate. I don't know if she used milk chocolate or dark chocolate, but and that's another crime, the dark chocolate. Who even likes that? With that bitter.
I'll tell you who. My wife, she came home 2 days ago with a box of turtles, and I thought, I love turtles, and I open it, and they're all dark chocolate.
It's not even candy.
No, they're all ruined.
Candy should be sweet, not bitter.
One of the greatest. I mean, how great are those turtles?
Well, they're great unless you ruin them with dark chocolate.
Yeah,
dark chocolate is bitter.
It eliminates what you're trying to really accomplish there. That's an absolute sweet nightmare. I mean, not nightmare, it's just an absolute sweet, just a fantasy. Just unbelievable. Can't even come up with the words. It's so good.
Yeah.
But not with dark chocolate.
You want to ruin anything, put dark chocolate on it. Now, listen, we have about 2 minutes here, and I apologize because we got in late.
Say hi to Donna and David Underwood from Granite City, Illinois. AM and the PM. big AM and the PM listeners.
Donna and David Underwood, one of the biggest names in typewriters was Underwood. Remember that? The Underwood type. Donna and David, thank you so much. What did they buy, John?
2016 Chevy Cruze.
Oh, they're going to love it. They're going to love
it. Cars in the world. 2016 Chevy Cruze. And David and Christy Sherman from O'Fallon, Missouri. David and Donna Underwood from Granite City on the new 2016 Cruze. And then David and Christy Sherman from O'Fallon, Missouri on the 2016 Chevy Cruze. Big AM and the PM.
The Sherman.
From
O'Fallon, Illinois. Thank you.
So thank you very, very much. It was a great weekend, but I'm going to tell you what. They're still all night tonight. We're open late, late, late. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. To close this month, the month of March, 2016. And, of course, that will mark the first quarter, of the year. So, I'm sure the listeners don't really care too much about that. But it's really, really important for us to hit some big numbers for General Motors.
John, if it's important to you, it's important to our listeners, okay? Mm-hmm. If it's important to you, it's important to them. Folks, we're going to push March over the edge. It's going to be a huge March. You watch. We'll help you. We'll send them.
Thanks, Frank.
You're welcome. That's what friends are for.
You're so good to me sometimes.
Keep smiling. I don't know all the words, but I know
that's what you can always count on me. For sure.
Because that's what friends are for.
In good times, in bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore.
Because that's what friends are for.
John, join in.
I'm getting emotional here. Right. I've never had you all sing to me before. But
well, it won't be the last time.
You're choked up.
Why don't you give us your phone number?
It's 314. Hold on. Let me gather myself. Yeah. It's 314-837-1800. That's 314-837-1800. And always, forever, at lawnduff.com.
So all right.
Please come and see us, and thank you so much for singing to me.
You're welcome. You're going to meet some great new customers tonight. They're on the way, okay?
All right. Thanks very much.
All right, John.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Can I do some business, or do we? No.
We can break here and do traffic. You can
break
come back.
Break traffic. If we have time for Bill, if not, we'll go in the Playhouse. But never forget, this is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And we're going to get a look at traffic right now with Jim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we've got, they cleared that accident that was on eastbound Highway 40 before 141. All lanes are now open. The jam goes back now to Boone's Crossing up to about Timberlake Manor, and then things start opening up. They've also cleared the accident that was on westbound Highway 44 before Lindbergh, so that traffic is thinned out. If you're traveling on eastbound 270, things are slow east of McDonald through Lindbergh. You're heavy again from West Florissant through Bell Fountain in the construction area. We're on our way to check out an accident now at Telegraph and Lee May Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink and paper, even coffee and snacks, plus special deals for even more savings at stores or staples.com. Staples, make more happen. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Tired of tossing and turning? Tired of staring at the ceiling all night? I have a solution for you. The Bedroom Store has invented a mattress called the iZone Bed. This mattress takes all of the best technologies and puts them into one mattress so you get the best night's sleep ever. 14 different water chambers that are filled and then never touched. They are designed to match specifically with your body and your sleep type. They're then stuffed inside a memory foam mattress, and on top of that is a mattress that keeps you cool. The cooler the temperature, the better you sleep. The results are amazing. To find the iZone bed, you want to go to the Bedroom Store. 14 area locations invented by Denny Boyd, a St. Louis company. The Bedroom Store and the iZone bed, your best sleep possible. The iZone bed at the Bedroom Store or thebedroomstore.com.
The earnings tax hurts working people and keeps St. Louis from growing. A no vote on Proposition E phases this tax out over 10 years. A full decade is a long time. Families and small businesses never get so much time to figure out their budget. Our city leaders can find ways to replace the earnings tax. We could save money by modernizing our systems and cutting waste. On April 5th, vote no on Proposition E. 10 years is plenty of time. Paid for by Vote No on the E-Tax. Debbie Schneider, Treasurer.
Attention food truck operators, concessionaires, and chefs everywhere. B&J Peerless Restaurant Supply is having their three-day open house sale March 28th through 30th at their warehouse showroom on Page at Dealman in Overland. If you are in the food preparation industry, you cannot afford to miss this sale. Enjoy free hot dogs, popcorn, and more while you update your food service equipment with the lowest prices of the year. It's B&J Peerless Restaurant Supply's open house sale March 28th through 30th. Online at bjpeerless.com.
You know that big tree in your yard that's been dropping branches all over the place? It might be time to take it down. If you are faced with the removal of a tree and not sure how to go about it, TNL Tree Service can help. TNL Tree Service employs certified arborists who can remove that eyesore safely and in a timely fashion. Get a free estimate at 314-895-1883 or online at tltreeservice.com. Insist on the certified arborists at TNL Tree Service.
On the phone, I'm reading on the computer here a little bit about Gary Shandling. We'll get to it in a minute in the Playhouse, but there, his death certificate is under investigation. Did you read that?
Under investigation.
Yeah,
well, they're
sure
still
understand.
Not sure. They're doing an autopsy, right?
I guess
they think it was a massive heart attack, but they don't know yet for sure.
Yeah, but that's not something you read very often. Mm. Yeah, I don't know a lot about him. We'll talk a little bit about him, of course, we will. And in the Playhouse, here's what I do know a lot about. I know a lot about Ballast Dental Care because I've gone there for 43 years. 43 years this year. And I'm that twice-a-year person who sometimes, I don't think I ever skip an appointment, but I will push it back because of conflicting things in the schedule. But I never dread it. So I never go, I'm just going to go, I'll catch up next year, I'll go once this year. No, far from it. I actually look forward to it, and you will too. I know Alyssa just had her wisdom teeth pulled.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that was not nearly the horrible experience you thought it would be. And that's kind of what happens when people go to Ballast Dental Care. They're expecting my anxiety and the fear. And they're all it's all based on past experiences at some place that wasn't Ballast Dental Care. Folks, make an appointment. You will be so glad you did. Join us. Become a patient. They'd love to have